SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Police say four people are dead and eight other wounded after a shooting at a Michigan church this morning. The FBI is now leading the investigation, and they are calling this an act of targeted violence. At a news conference, Blank Township Police Department Chief William Rennie honored all who acted bravely during this terrible event.
I'd also like to acknowledge the heroism of not only the first responders, but the people who were inside that church at the time. They were shielding the children who were also present within the church, moving them to safety. Just hundreds of people just practicing their faith.
In a video statement, Mayor Eric Adams from New York City is pulling out of the race and ending his reelection campaign.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign. The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks at the UN to criticism of so-called green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
Tropical storm Imelda is expected to become a hurricane by late tomorrow or Tuesday. The National Hurricane Center says the system is expected to bring rainfalls of up to 6 inches. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural Northwoods in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the front runner over the two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is a strong pro-life advocate and is promising to freeze property taxes. This is SRN News. President Trump's administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Mr. Trump's birthright citizenship order.
That order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The administration provided the appeal to the AP on Saturday. It sets in motion a process at the high court that could lead to a definite ruling from the bench by early summer. The High Court may rule on whether or not the citizenship restrictions are constitutional.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. As artificial intelligence and demographic changes reshape the U.S. job market, the nation's largest private employer is trying to identify the skills to its workers and the broader labor force might need for the future. Walmart is working with other corporations and workforce experts to develop and fill jobs that don't require a college degree. More details at srnnews.com.